Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail from north or south, or from the east or west? My heart is filled with love for all of thee. I only know I swell with pride, and deep within my breast I thrill to see, O glory faint, the breeze.
Charles XIV of Sweden came in 1818. He
was really General Marshal Bernadotte, Jean Bernadotte, who was one of Napoleon's great field marshals, and he became disillusioned with Napoleon, and King of Sweden had no heirs, male or female. They do have, interesting today, they do have a woman who's the crown princess, and her heirs just got married, will be the kings and queens of Sweden. Anyway, they approached Bernadotte to come in and be an adopted son of the old king. He did. He had to renounce Roman Catholicism. He became a Lutheran. And the Bernadotte family is very famous in Swedish history. Count Folke Bernadotte was the Swedish emissary who tried to broker peace between Palestinians and the British, the English, the Israelis, Begin and other people, the Irgun, and he was assassinated. But the Bernadotte family has been very famous in Sweden since 1818. And also on this date, the Julia Dent Grant, she was the wife of General Ulysses S. Grant. She was born today, and of course General MacArthur. And then this famous Admiral Mark Michener came from Hillsburg, Wisconsin. And he was the guy who was admiral in command at Leyte Gulf, which was the last great sea battle in world history. What's going on here? We also have Sean McBride, who was a co-founder of Amnesty International. He got a Nobel Prize, although Amnesty International will not do anything for American military personnel whose rights are abused, whose human and military rights are abused by their wardens or in prisons and that. We've tried to approach them on the Steve Nary case and a few other military American military personnel, and they just ignore it. Yet they're out on the streets soliciting money, but they'll get none from us. Then we had the great French jazz violinist, Stephan Grappelli. That's slightly wrong here. He was born today, and he worked with, they started with the great jazz guitarist about Le Hot Club of Paris, and they played Missing One Finger, the famous guitar player. Then in one of the most notorious, I'm going to switch microphones here. We've got a bit of a problem. Can you hear? Yeah, I guess it stopped now. Okay. What's going on here? No problem. Okay, we had a little problem there, and it's a new headset. We're trying to try Skype. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, we'll try again. We should be back in. Also today, we had birthdays of Paul Newman, the great actor. A lot of actors today and musicians. And William Hopper, he's the was the son of Hedda Hopper, the political and gossip columnist who wrote for, I think, the Hearst papers. William Hopper played the investigator in the Perry Mason TV programs. And then we have Eartha Kitt, a famous black singer. She was invited to the White House during the Vietnam War, and she told she told Lyndon Johnson in front of an audience, which included Lady Bird, that they should stop the Vietnam War. She was black. Bald, no pun intended, because she insulted, so they thought, the President of the United States in the White House. And then the great French director, Roger Vadim, who was involved and married to Brigitte Bardot, who was born today. Great hockey player, Wayne Gretzky, was born today. And a Canadian hockey player. Excuse me, we're having a bit of a problem here. And I hope this is going through. And We're going to, just to test things, we're going to play the preview on lawyer malpractice.
Number one on the bad list is an inadequate knowledge of law or facts. That type of claim has resulted in the highest indemnity and defense payouts. Number two is a failure to properly calendar matters. Number three would be the personal involvement of the attorney in the case. Number four being malicious prosecution. And number five being inadequate protection of the client in financial matters. If we had to pick one area of claims that causes the most problems for both frequency and severity, it would be the failure to properly calendar matters, which is number one in frequency and number two in severity.
Now, the reason this is a preview of a program which will be on Friday. The reason this is important, we have more and more lawyers who are committing malpractice, and clients are getting very upset. There have been shootings of lawyers for perceived or real malpractice or theft of funds or gross incompetence or rigging cases, that sort of thing. This is mostly corrupt district attorneys, which we have here in San Francisco with the Hallinan, the late, the former district attorney in the Steve Neri case, U.S. Navy case, and several other cases. And as I've always said, having worked in the field in and out for 45 years, ignorance is not bliss. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you, and does, and it's very difficult for people to recover. And it's also not necessary for lawyers not to do their work. In these public law schools, these guys come, these educations can cost as much as $250,000. These guys are in debt. They're supposed to go through 3 years of training, learning how to research law, because law school, one of the political myths is, law school teaches you the law. It doesn't. It teaches you, supposedly, how to think like a lawyer and how to act ethically. We don't see that today. And more of these lawyers are being prosecuted, although you wouldn't think so in California, because if you're politically or sexually connected with the state bar, public makes complaints, they are ignored, and we'll give you documented evidence of that, especially when lawyers are involved in vote fraud, when they don't live in the district in which they're voting. And this has happened here in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, on this day in 1907, Congress passed the Corrupt Election Practices Act, although you wouldn't believe that it's in effect, given all the vote fraud that goes on and has gone on even in the last election. So getting back to the events today, also, or the deaths we have today. The guy who invented vaccination, Edward Jenner, died today, and of course there's a lot of controversy among some people who think we ought to go back to some more basic medical treatment. We have probably, he was one of the great military men in history, General Charles Gordon. He was a British general who was known as Chinese Gordon. There's a famous movie with Charlton Heston called Cartoon, in which they fought these, what are now known as the Somalis. They were known as the Mahdi then, and this was in Ethiopia and those places in that part of Africa. Charlton Heston played the role in Cartoon, and also there's a connection to my a late speech teacher, Professor Dolly Tharsom, who I think she coached him when she was at Northwestern University. One of the most notorious dictators in history, Nicolae Ceaușescu, I think he started in 1967 as a dictator under the communist regime in Romania. Horrible things he did, and we are still seeing all these poor children who are victims of sexual predators. They're exposed to communicable diseases like AIDS, a lot of homeless kids, and they're trying to adopt some of these poor kids, and some of the horrible orphanages conditions are just appalling in Bucharest and Romania. We also had some great actors who came from Romania, like Edward G. Robinson, and also the guy who played in The Paper Chase, talking about lawyers. And he also worked with Orson Welles in the Mercury Theater. Also today, talking about notorious people, Charles Lucky Luciano died today, one of the Italian family's gangsters and connected to Al Capone and all that whole crowd. And then getting back to alcohol in relationship to General Ulysses S. Grant, Tennessee on this date became the first state to prohibit alcoholic beverages. I think there's one dry county still in Tennessee. And this is interesting because this Congressman, Stephen Cohen, from Memphis, who got up and did his FaceTime performance in Congress and confused the four-legged rodent Goebbels with Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for Hitler, and said some other things that are grossly inaccurate. He should have known better, considering that he claims in his biography to be involved with the Holocaust history of the treatment of the Jews, abuses, and also the Memphis Zoological Society. So he claims to know something about animals, but apparently he was ignorant when it came to the difference between a Goebbels and a Goebbels. talking about congressmen on this date, the Congressional Library was started. And then Ben Franklin, who was one of the founders of this country, he was disappointed because he wanted the turkey to be the national symbol. Instead, Congress anointed the eagle. Of course, looking at some of these congressmen and some of these people in public office, maybe Ben Franklin was right. We should have had the turkey. And then this has been a sticking point with the Chinese for many, many years in that movie The Last Emperor and also 55 Days at Peking, Hong Kong became a British colony in 1841, although it's been returned, I think, about 10 years ago to mainland, to communist China, not to Formosa. And one of the reasons that Hong Kong became a British colony was because the British were involved in the opium trade, and opium was a capital offense. To have opium, to be connected with it in mainland China or imperial China at that time when they had an emperor, that was a capital offense. They didn't fool around. And so the British set up this, in their mercantilism, took over Hong Kong and set up these houses. Murchison, I think, is one of the big ones. And finally, there was always a sticking point with the Chinese government at Peking. And then on this day, this is relevant to our military, in 1863, Massachusetts was the first state to allow or to permit the recruitment of blacks for the Union Army. There's a famous movie with Matthew Broderick about a captain who commanded a black, I think it was a regiment, which was totally slaughtered at one of the battles in the South. Matthew Broderick was in it. And then people who were opposed to the income tax, there was an income tax imposed during the Lincoln administration. In 1871, those of you who are interested in this, the income tax was supposed to be repealed. So that's some history for people who want to who are opposed to the income tax and want a flat tax or whatever. And then for the vegetarians on this date in 1918, Herbert Hoover was the food administrator during World War I. There was still food rationing. In fact, dachshunds were called victory dogs. We had some vegetarianism. He imposed meatless and wheatless days because wheat was to be used for making bread and macaroni, I guess, for the soldiers, and the meat was supposed to be set aside for the army, General Pershing's armies fighting in France. And then this is supposed to be the first time that TV was demonstrated in Britain, of all places, 1926. And then in 1939, the great movie Gone with the Wind, the classic, the filming started. And then in 1989, we were first warned of computer viruses, and we still have to be leery of them. And then this is a virus among politicians who like to lie. And President Clinton in 1998 claimed that in his relationship with Lewinsky that he didn't have sex with that woman. I think I've accurately described what that was all about. Of course, you know, he's an old Southern boy, and you know about them. We've had I would recommend it if you were still following the homicides in San Francisco. Surprisingly, the police saw one homicide within one day. It's been on the national news lines that a woman was found burned to death in a car in a HUD a housing project in San Francisco. This was yesterday morning, early morning, about 3 o'clock. Today, we find out that she was murdered in Sacramento, California, which is 75 miles away, driven down to San Francisco. Her killer, alleged killer, set the car on fire in this housing project alley and disappeared. Well, apparently the police arrested him early this morning, day later, which is amazing, surprisingly good, excellent police work. San Francisco police should be saluted. Excuse me. And then we're going to have on Friday, we will have on the legal malpractice, which every person who has to use a lawyer should be aware of. You need to we'll give you some tips on about fees, about getting copies of your documents, about filing, because a lot of problems occur when lawyers just don't do demonstrate basic competence and due diligence, like filing papers on time, having your clients in court on time, paying all the fees, informing the client about everything that's going on. And then, you know, lawyers, everybody's different, but you need to be able to communicate and communicate in a timely and a manner that that a non-lawyer will understand. So there's no confusion, there's no questions, there's no suspicions. And this would save a lot of trouble for everybody because legal expenses can be prohibitive. Basic fees can be as much as $75 an hour. You need to discuss whether you're going to be charged for a whole hour or a part of an hour. And there's more and more people who cannot afford lawyers, so what they're doing is what is called pro pair or pro se. They're going to the law library, looking up the procedure, looking up local rules, because different courts have slightly different rules or more radically different rules. You need to know that in the district and where you're filing. You need to file in the proper court, you need to file in a timely manner, and you need to serve, if you are the plaintiff, you need to make sure that your defendant is served and that you can document that, because defendants lie, and it's happened to me in some cases. In fact, the one case we had, a hit-and-run case, we couldn't serve the defendant. She sold her house and fled the state, and so I had to file a dismissal with prejudice. We don't know where this hit-and-run driver is, but these things do happen. So this is good information. You won't get it from any of these other so-called self-help people. I haven't seen it anyway in my 30 years in radio, but we'll offer it to you, and that was one of the previews, and so we'll have the whole thing from this insurance company, which insures lawyers, and, you know, they pay out big fees for malpractice, or big recoveries, or big judgments. The other thing is we're going into the 16th year of the notorious kangaroo court case here in San Francisco involving U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri. The U.S. Supreme Court has just, and I knew this was coming, has just rejected a suit regarding how parole hearings are handled and what the rules are in California and for every other state, because the state has the right in its sovereign authority to set up criminal procedure, appeals, matters, how cases are tried. And federal courts only get involved on habeas corpus and when there are violations of federal and constitutional rights. And this is what happened in the Steve Neri case, and also that he's military. And one of the big myths is that local authority can try a U.S. military person and a National Guardsman when that person is federalized. They cannot. There's special due process rules based on the fact that the military is under the federal government, and the federal government is supreme over the military and National Guard when the National Guardsmen are federalized, which has happened in this Iraqi war. When these guys now, they have the same status as a diplomat, that they can be arrested and detained, but they cannot be tried unless special procedures are complied with, which did not happen in the Steve Neri case and other cases we were finding out around the country, the one in Colorado and the one in Virginia. the Norfolk Four and the Tim Matthews case, or Masters case in Colorado. So we need to know these things, and they've been on the books for a long time. In fact, Franklin Roosevelt, whose birthday was yesterday, he was Undersecretary of the Navy, and he set up these rules and regulations under the old Articles of War back when he was Undersecretary of the Navy, and of course when he was President of the United States. So we'll bring these things up, and you are advised, if you're interested, and I hope you are, to go to our YouTube site, Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas, and also to our AmicusVeritas.org, and we'll be updating things then. And we'll end with our favorite ending theme, which is so accurate and applies to politics today.
You say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bet.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game in rough. Decisions like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll call.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck, if politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Yep, and deck's been stacked many times. We'll see you Friday at the same time. Nope, at 5 o'clock, 1 hour show. And it's listed on Blog Talk and Amicus. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night.